the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators head to the White House today for a group lunch with President Trump. Their meeting coming as the effects of the shutdown continue being felt.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, another deadline, November 1st. Open enrollment for those on Obamacare begins without government subsidies to help pay the premiums. Democrats are insisting on that for a reopening of the government. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order, meaning the Trump administration can send National Guard troops to Portland. However, a second ruling prohibits that from happening. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel trying to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Japan's parliament has elected the country's first woman prime minister, ultra-conservative Sanae Takaichi. This is ABC News. Russian officials say preparations for a second summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are underway, but no date has been finalized. Florida is going after the popular game site Roblox. ABC's Jim Ryan explains why.
Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer says his office has arrested more than 1,000 child predators this year, with many using Roblox to find victims.
Companies like Roblox have become breeding grounds for predators to get to and have access to our kids.
Othmeyer is demanding that Roblox turn over records related to its age verification and data collection process for its youngest users. Roblox insists that it has stepped up protections for children who play on the platform. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon now says Amazon Web Services is back up and running after yesterday's outage. Took down all sorts of websites, including Roblox. And it'll be Dodgers Blue Jays in the World Series beginning on Friday after Toronto won last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Did you know? Most lead-poisoned children in Wisconsin are poisoned by lead paint in homes and buildings built before 1978. Simple cleaning steps and regular blood lead testing can make a big difference. Protect your family and learn how to keep your home lead safe at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., it's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. And there is also pre-order takeout available from November 8th to the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. Just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th over at Post 182 at the American Legion Hall right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto has more.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacostia Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacostia Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacostia Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacostiaCars.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks. Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, tournament volleyball kicks off tonight, Division 5. Ribble gets a bye. They get the winner of Lake Holcomb. They travel to Bruce tonight. Drummond is a 5 seed. They'll play host to Bayfield up in Grandview. The winner goes to Winter then for the next contest on Thursday. Mellon gets a bye. They're a 3 seed. They'll get the winner of South Shore at Butternut. So Butternut, a home tournament game tonight. Should they win, they would go to Mellon then. On Thursday, 7 o'clock tonight, Butternut Gym Volleyball, 7-seeded Flambeau. They will play host to Mercer down in Tony, and the winner of that will go to Prentice. Prentice gets a bye as they are the number 2 seed in that Division 5 section. In Division 4, Phillips gets a home match tonight, 6-seeded. They'll host Glenwood City. They're the 11th seed. The winner gets to go to Spring Valley on Thursday. Hurley is a 7 seed. They will play host to Washburn tonight, and the winner of that game will travel to Clear Lake. And Shawamigan, meanwhile, hits the road. They will be at Colfax tonight. Shawamigan 9 seed, Colfax 8. The winner of that game will go to the number 1 seed of Webster, and Lakeland also in action tonight as they'll take on Ashland. That'll be at the Lakeland Union High School. The winner of that game will go to number 3 seed Wisconsin Dells. And high school tournament football set to go this coming Friday. Lakeland gets a 5 seed in 11-man football, and they'll travel to Merrill for their first-round game, and that's in Division 5. In Division 4, Ashland gets a number 7 seed. They will travel to Baldwin-Woodville. They are the 2 seed, and 8-man football playoffs round 2 will continue this Friday night. Teams Flambeau, Hurley and Athens, all from the local conference in action coming up this weekend.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's nine-day firearms deer season runs November 22nd through the 30th, once again wrapping around Thanksgiving. But before hunters head to the woods, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to check their maps. Several deer management units and zone boundaries have changed this year, and tag allotments have been adjusted statewide. More details when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
There are four whitetail management zones in Wisconsin: Northern Forest, Central Farmland, and Southern Farmland, divided into 92 deer management units. Some counties, including Burnett, Langlade, and Lincoln, now straddle multiple zones as the DNR redrew boundaries based on habitat, not county lines. The DNR is reminding hunters to verify their unit before buying a license or registering a deer this year. Updated maps and resources are posted at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. Last year's nine-day gun harvest totaled 190,000 deer, nearly matching the five-year average. Through the first 18 days of archery deer hunting this fall, the harvest stood at 10,237 deer. That's well below the five-year average of more than 13,000, and that's likely thanks to the warm, early-season weather. Good luck deer hunting this fall. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today. Blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening. Still breezy. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
Cuts you like a knife, and her lips taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got one of it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been a type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Last call, long neck, I was searching fight back. Not your fault. I was scared to fall. And I don't know why you saw something in me, baby. Girl, but you saw right through all the pain and you came and saved me. Yeah, I know you didn't leave me lonely. What the one who put the heartbreak on me? Picked up the pieces. It wasn't the mess that you made. Could have left me just the way you found me. But you came and put your wings. Star in the pitch black, shine the way on the way back. Out of nowhere, answered all my prayers. Picked up the towel that I threw in, took in a heart that was ruined. Show me the past ain't a tattoo. Love me even when you didn't have to. Yeah, I know you didn't leave me lonely. What the one who put the heartbreak on me? Picked up the
so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Hooked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we
can't hear a thing.
Listen up.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98 Q Country.
A yellow two-piece, black Ray-Bans, your bare feet covered in sand. White jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere sunny at 75. You and me on the beach chair, yeah, I'm so feel like the windows roll down. I can't wait until we get there. Somewhere sunny at 75. You and me on the beach chair. Yeah, I'm so there. Every time I look in your
I think we should just take that song out of the format for about 6 years. What do you say? Sunny in 75, Joe Nichols, a 98Q Country. It was a good summer, but it's always sad to see that warm weather go. Birthdays in a moment. If you got somebody, give us a call. We'll be happy to wish them a happy day and give them a chance to win that cake on Friday. Courtesy to the Baker Department at Super 1-715-762-3221 is our phone number. A couple times a month, we talk a little bit about your health, and we're going to do that right now with Dr. Ben and Dr. Dane from North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Today we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the community health workers that are involved there and the program with North Lakes Community Clinic. So we kind of want to get people informed on that today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dig in. I'll learn along with our listeners. So tell us all about it.
So a community health worker is somebody who helps people navigate, you would call social determinants of health. So social determinants of health are involved in basically the environment you live in. So sometimes folks, you know, they go in to get treated and they're given medications or they're getting treated, with some sort of physical modality. But part of what contributes to their issue, whether it's a disease or some sort of activity that's causing them pain or nutrition, is factors at home. So things like food scarcity, maybe they're having a hard time making it to their appointments because transportation issues. There's a variety of things at home that can be contributing to their health.
Right. Okay.
And community health workers can help people navigate that.
Okay.
But effectively, they help them find services and go through the processes that are required to get those services. I was telling Dr. Ben just a moment ago that I had a patient who didn't have health insurance and was at an income level where they could qualify for medical assistance, and yet they hadn't gotten into that program, and they needed extensive chiropractic care as well as other medical care and couldn't access it from a financial standpoint. And so our community health worker helped them navigate the application process for medical assistance so that they could get insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, I would guess that financial part of it about understanding if you don't have insurance, or even under Dr. Payne, understanding the insurance they currently have, right? I'm sure there's a lot of people that say, well, yeah, I'd like to go in, but I don't think that's covered. I can't afford that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And certainly people that sometimes they're insured, but maybe they're underinsured. North Lakes does have a sliding fee scale application, which does help, make care more affordable for people who maybe they don't qualify for medical assistance insurance, but they have a very high deductible and they're just outside of that, when they still would be able to qualify for that sliding fee scale. And community health workers, sometimes it seems daunting to fill out that application or confusing, and they can help you navigate that.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about a community health worker. Is that, is that a full-time job that someone's doing that? Or is that, seems to be something, as you talk about it, that is a big part of what North Lakes does to serve their clients, right?
So North Lakes has community health workers. I'm not exactly sure of the number, but we have them at many clinics. But you don't need to have an in-person conversation with that community health worker for them to be able to help you. So essentially we have access. Every person who is in the communities that are served by North Lakes have access to that community health worker at no cost. And that community health worker is as easy as making a phone call and getting on the schedule to figure out what it is that they need, what services that they have access to. It can even be food. It can, as Dr. Ben said, be transportation. It can be help with understanding their medication needs. It can be help them figure out how to get into behavioral health, mental health therapy, which North Lakes provides as well. We currently have one mental health provider in Park Falls in person, but we also have access via virtual telehealth to access mental health. And fairly soon we're going to be having two more mental health workers here in Park Falls. So at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're going to have three mental health providers. North Lakes also has psychiatry available. We have addiction, drug, and alcohol treatment mental health provided as well at some sites.
Right. So if there's anyone listening right now and there's something that's preventing them from treating or addressing a health issue they're having. That's many ends of the spectrum. It sounds like that's what your community health worker does, is to eliminate that barrier, right?
That's correct. And people can access the community health worker even if they're not currently under treatment. Say they're not, they don't currently see Dr. Dane or I or another provider in the behavioral health provider or one of the chiropractors here at Park Falls. If they're just, you know, they're struggling navigating some sort of health care or social issue, they can call North Lakes and we can get them in touch with the community health worker, and they can screen them and help them figure out, you know, what resources they could get them hooked up with to get them over that barrier of accessing health care.
Right.
And yeah, and that's, it doesn't require a referral or them to be under managed, you know, care from any of the providers currently.
All right. 762-2950 if they want to reach out locally here to North Lakes Community Clinic. And community health workers are there to kind of help our listeners, help folks out if they're struggling to get the services they need due to situations, whatever it may be, like you said, food challenge or just a ride there or whatever, child care, whatever it may be. All right. Anything else? Did we cover it all there, Dr. Ben, Dr. Dame?
Yeah, I think we've covered everything. Is there anything you can think of, Dr. Dane? Nope.
All right.
I think that's good.
Very good. Good information. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Dr. Ben, Dr. Dane down at North Lakes Community Clinic right in downtown Park Falls. It's a great service, a community health worker, because I can guarantee there's a couple people listening right now that are just like, yeah, I'd like to, but I don't have a ride there, and I don't have this and that, and I can't, and I don't think it's, I'm not sure if it's not covered, but I think it's not covered, and I don't have, well, the community health worker will help you through that to figure out the answers. Give them a call at 715-762-2950. Twice an hour, news and sports at 8:38. Let's get you updated, then we'll come back with birthdays and talk a little bit about your money with Matt from Pioneer Financial Consultants.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators head to the White House today for a group lunch with President Trump. Their meeting coming as the effects of the shutdown continue being felt.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, another deadline, November 1st. Open enrollment for those on Obamacare begins without government subsidies to help pay the premiums. Democrats are insisting on that for a reopening of the government. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order, meaning the Trump administration can send National Guard troops to Portland. However, a second ruling prohibits that from happening. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel trying to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Japan's parliament has elected the country's first woman prime minister, ultra-conservative Senai Takaichi. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Safe Sleep Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing things you can do to reduce the risk of sudden, unexpected infant death. Focus on the ABCs, alone, on back, in crib, and in smoke-free air. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. November 6th at 10 a.m., Price County Health and Human Services welcomes Speaker Steve Ackerman as he presents The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, The Ship, The Storm, and The Song. This is your chance to explore the wreck from the perspectives of the weather, the ship, and the song by Gordon Lightfoot. This is a free event with refreshments available and will be taking place in the Price County Health and Human Services Normal Building at 104 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. For reservations, call 715-339-2158. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year, Savannah Tomielsen reports.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per-pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Inaqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Inaqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Inaqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at inaquacars.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on the top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today. You have more than an oil change at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. Their AIC-certified team handles full-service repairs to keep your vehicle winter-ready. Try to winterize inspection. Just $34.99, including battery service and load test, and a freeze check to 35 below. Fluid checks, wipers, tires, spark plugs, and a full undercar visual. Enjoy new lower oil change prices and tire perks, free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. They also offer 24-hour towing and on-off-road recovery. Stay safe this season with D&D Tire and Auto.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Well, I don't see any local birthdays, anniversaries. We'll get to some of the celebrity ones in just a moment. Still time to get a birthday anniversary, and if you got somebody locally at 715-762-3221. Each Tuesday morning right around this time, we talk a little bit about your money, and we got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Top of the morning to you there, Matt.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, it's football weather is what it is out there now, right?
It is, no doubt.
High school football playoffs are underway, and all the warm, wimpy weather that the parents have had, now they got to toughen up and get that winter coat out, right?
Absolutely. Toughen up for playoff season.
Yeah, exactly. Fun time for kids, and volleyball gets underway tonight in cross country. So fun time for the kids, very competitive. So what do we have to talk about with kids, with kids' money? Well, anybody's money. Let's talk about our money today.
Anybody.
Yeah, what do we got for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, but what I want to talk today about, Joel, was beneficiary designations and who gets the money. So one of those topics where you're talking about passing away again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny you should do that because it was just a couple of weeks ago I had to change a beneficiary because my son is older now and he's out of college. Yeah. And so I kind of switched the beneficiary around to from a brother to my son. So, so this is exactly what we're talking about here, right?
You're right. Yep. You're exactly right in those different situations. So,
yeah. All right.
So, yeah, the end of the year is a time when families often gather together, whether it's Thanksgiving, a Christmas party, or obviously during Christmas. And although these gatherings will certainly keep you busy, this could be a good time to think about the future and make sure that you have correctly designated family members and any others you wish as beneficiaries in your will, insurance policies, and financial accounts. This is especially important, exactly what you're talking about, Joel, if there has been changes in your life, such as the birth of a child or grandchild, a death in the family, a divorce, or a remarriage. You know, it's one of those things that we certainly want to keep up on. Or, again, like you mentioned, Joel, a child that's maybe turned 18 or in college and doing on their own.
Sure. Okay.
But even if your family situation remains the same, it's certainly a good idea to review your beneficiary designations to be sure they are complete and reflect your current wishes.
Right.
Know that beneficiary forms may override your will. A will is a legal document for designating your heirs and facilitating distribution of your assets if your estate goes through the probate process. However, the assets in most investment accounts, retirement accounts, and life insurance policies convey directly to people named on beneficiary forms, even if they are different from the people named in your will and do not go through probate. So that's a big topic of conversation that we have with people, Joel, and people oftentimes want their estate to avoid probate if at all possible, and certainly by listing beneficiaries on your investment accounts, retirement accounts, life insurance policies, that does avoid probate as it goes directly to those beneficiaries.
Sure. Okay.
And fortunately, it's easy to designate or change your account beneficiaries. A will may incur cost to update, but a new beneficiary designation form can typically be filled out with the financial institution or insurance company at no cost. Usually it's a pretty simple form if you want to make changes or add beneficiaries.
Okay.
And certainly there are a few things to consider. First, know that your current spouse must be the beneficiary of an employer-sponsored retirement plan unless he or she waives that right in writing. Without a waiver, any children from a previous marriage might not receive account proceeds. So that's really important, especially in those second marriage situations, to make sure that beneficiary designations are correct in what you want, making sure that if a waiver is required, that certainly is signed.
All right.
Certainly, it's a good idea to designate secondary, otherwise known as contingent beneficiaries, in the event that the primary beneficiaries predecease you. Otherwise, proceeds would be distributed according to the default method specified in the account documents and or state law. So it's always a good idea to have those contingent beneficiaries. You know, a prime example would be, you know, you have a retirement account and your spouse is the primary beneficiary. If both of you, you know, are in a car accident, God forbid, or something like that, where you're deceased at the same time, you want to have those backup or contingent beneficiaries listed. So
right, the things we don't want to think about, you at some point you just got to think about them and make sure it's covered, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And so it's a good idea to have those listed. Otherwise, it, you know, as I mentioned, it goes to the default method, which may not be in your, you know, what you want. So
yeah, exactly. All right.
And then some insurance policies, pension plans, and retirement accounts may not pay death benefits to minors. If you want to leave money to young children, you should designate a guardian or a trust as the beneficiary. So a lot of times, you know, children can't inherit money. Just exactly. I'm assuming the reason that you didn't have your son listed before he was, you know, 18 on those, right, those type of accounts.
Right.
Because they can't inherit money, so you need either a guardian or that trust listed as a beneficiary.
Okay.
So really, Joel, I'm kind of wrapping everything up here. It's just important to make sure that these beneficiary designations are up to date and correct. You have see it often where maybe an ex-spouse is still listed as a beneficiary, or, you know, a brother or sister that maybe you don't talk to anymore, whatever the case may be. We just want to make sure that things are up to date to make it as simple as possible for your beneficiaries in the event that you pass away.
Yeah, it was just that was probably 5 or 6 years ago where my mom got a notice in the mail that she inherited some money, and it ended up in the long run, long story, of her inheriting money from a gentleman who had a decent amount of money, but he had no one designated and he didn't have any immediate family. And so it ended up going to like second and third cousins. There was a long list of people who all got enough to buy supper, basically. So,
right. Yeah.
Because the lawyer took most of it. Not the bash lawyer, but there's a process there. So yeah, just be sure they, you know, just check with your insurance and stuff and make sure that, you know, all the signatures and the lineup is correct, right?
Right, absolutely. And that's something that we like to review at every review with clients as life changes, right? Yeah. Whether it's, like I mentioned, a birth of a child or grandchild, a child turning 18, or a death in a family, unfortunately, where we have to make changes. So it's just important to keep those up to date so that we could, you know, if you were to pass away, we can make that as simple as possible for your beneficiaries at a time that is hard enough.
Exactly. Well, folks have any questions about their money, whatever aspect it may be, from their retirement account to setting up an education account to their life insurance, Matt, that's what you do. Hawkins, Phillips, Medford locations there, and pioneer-financial.net. They can always pick up that phone, give you a call, and set up an appointment to sit right across from you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
3231, very good. All right, Matt, always good to talk to you. Stay warm. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Matt from Pioneer Financial Consultants joins us each Tuesday morning to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
The colors may fade, but the fun never ends in Price County. From lakes and trails to local shops, dining, and live events, there's always something happening in the Northwoods. Whether you're here for a weekend getaway, exploring our history, or enjoying our friendly small town charm, Price County has something for everyone. Please visit us today at enjoyprice.com and stay connected with the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Price County, where every season is worth celebrating.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house?
Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Super Ultra Mega Sale at Park Falls Builders October 20th through the 24th. Monday, live demo with Craig Power Tools. Tuesday, sample Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce from 11 to 4. Wednesday and Thursday, enjoy Double D's Food Truck plus Tailhand's new product Thursday 3 to 5. And on Friday, mixers with M from Kayla's Kitchen 2 to 5. Buy one, get one free on Best Look Paint and up to 50% off summer seasonals. Don't miss out. Visit Park Falls Building and Hardware on Highway 13, a family tradition since 1980.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
8:57. We'll get to those celebrity birthdays, I promise you, sometime 9 o'clock hour. But we got to talk a little haunted house, and we have Grady Dennis. They're all seniors at the Butternut School. Grady Dennis, Willow Esperner, and Lydia Wartko, all joining us live in studio, Butternut students. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, and you're welcome for getting you out of class for a little bit. So
yeah, thank you.
All right, so we have this haunted house has been going for quite a few years. We've been doing this, right? Mrs. Jarosinski's in here too. This is quite a few years, isn't it, that we've been doing this?
I've been trying to get the history of it since I'm first year advisor.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about 20 years.
Really, about 20 years. Yeah. Wow, yeah. And it's kind of become one of the premier haunted houses in the area, and it happens right at the Butternut School, right?
Yes, correct.
Right, okay. So first of all, before we delve in, let's give people the dates, because with Halloween being kind of on a weird day this year, we're going a couple weekends, right?
Yeah, we're running two weekends.
It starts this weekend on Thursday the 23rd, and that's Kids Night from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, so Thursday the 23rd, so not quite as scary for the young ones. What time does that start then?
6 to 9.
All right, 6 to 9 for the younger kids. All right.
And then on Friday, October 24th, and then Saturday, October 25th, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay. All right, and then we'll go the following weekend too, right?
And that's just Friday and Saturday.
Halloween's on that Friday?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And we have the picture of the poster at 98qcountry.com/events if you want to see all the dates on there. So Grady, I was understanding you're the president. So
correct.
You're the man. So what does it take? Talk about the whole process for putting this this together. A lot of time and effort, right?
Yes, it takes a lot of time and effort from everyone on student council. We work together as a team very well to get everything done up there. We spend countless hours up there during school and after school to kind of put the work and effort in to bring this scares to people.
Okay. So talk about the rooms. All right, do we kind of break it into rooms, or what's haunted houses have different philosophies, but usually we kind of have different themed rooms, is that correct?
Yeah, so we kind of have like a map that we start out with at the beginning of every year, and we kind of lay out who wants which rooms, and typically the rooms get, like, the seniors get first choice of what rooms they want.
Okay, all right. And so then each class kind of handles different areas? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, that's kind of how we run it in the past. A few things have changed a couple of years ago. I know, like, certain families now, like, will run their own rooms out of there. Like, if they've got a lot of kids in the school, they'll have, like, one room dedicated for just their family, you know?
Sure, sure.
And then we also have Jared and Josh Wagner, who are both big helps. They help out every year. It's kind of their thing. They have a couple of rooms of their own as well that they run.
Okay, all right. Okay, so have all of you been involved in the past years then with this too? Okay, so I'm going to go around. Lydia, I'll start with you. What was your favorite thing that you got to do at the haunted house? Like one year where you got to be this certain character. What was your favorite? What stands out?
Last year I was in a, like, madhouse scientist gone wrong. And I was a creepy masked surgeon that was supposedly beating up the patient. It was pretty fun.
Willow, how about you? What stands out as your favorite one?
last year, I got to be in a meat locker room, and that was pretty fun to jump out at people. So
got to be in a meat locker room. You'll never say that again in your life.
Nope.
Grady, how about you? What do you think your most favorite one was?
So I've actually never done any of the scares.
Okay.
I run the downstairs stuff most of the time. I lead people to the staircase to go upstairs.
So you're the counselor, right?
Yeah, kind
of. So have you, for Lydia and for Willow, have you had anybody that get so freaked out they're just like they swing at you or something, or I mean, is there ever a moment you're like, whoa, this person's out of control?
I know 2 years ago someone got out of hand and decided to touch actors in our room.
Okay, that's the number one rule out of haunted house. You don't do touch. That
yeah
exactly